This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The NYPD is searching for the two people who dumped a college student's body along a street in Floral Park, Queens. WCBS's Marla Diamond has the latest.
On the quiet tree-lined street of single-family homes, residents are shaken.
We all are speechless and shocked,
says Fuzia Udin, who lives across from where 19-year-old Jay Patel's body was found in the street.
All are speechless and shocked. And the kids who are also in home, they are also shocked and they are scared also.
Police have released surveillance video of a red Toyota Camry. They believe Patel was shot and brought to 268th Street, which is just around the corner from the family home. The family was too distraught to speak to reporters. Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea says police are following up on a number of tips.
At this point, it's an active homicide investigation, a little too preliminary to look at motives. We have information coming in on a red camera. Beyond that, I'm not going to go into detail.
Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Police have broken up a dogfighting ring that stretched from New York City to Long Island.
A bit traumatized.
Says one neighbor here on Cooper Court in Uniondale after authorities swarmed the area wearing hazmat outfits and took dog after dog out of a house here. I'm told nearly a dozen dogs were rescued, all part of a dog fighting ring, authorities say. This neighbor tells me.
That's horrible. My sister's here and she's been crying all morning thinking about that dogs could have been hurt. So, you know, it's just, you know, animals should not be harmed in any way, and this is a bit sad, and it's making her very, very sad. She's been crying.
I'm also told drugs were given to the dogs to enhance their fighting abilities, and a number of weapons were also found in this house. One man was taken into custody. He's also accused of committing the dog fighting crime in the New York City area. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
New York City is lowering the speed limit on the West Side Highway from 35 to 30 miles per hour. The change will take effect Saturday between 59th Street and Battery Place. The lights at seven intersections will be changed to give pedestrians more time to cross the street. Some intersections will also get new curb extensions to keep cars further away from the sidewalk and pedestrians. Jersey City residents will vote next month on stricter regulations for Airbnb. More from WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
Jersey City is an attractive location for the company because it's close to Manhattan, but the prices are lower. Mayor Stephen Fulop doesn't mind if residents are trying to make a couple of bucks, but he doesn't want constant turnover.
You have up to 60 days, actually, if you want to go away and you want to put your house on Airbnb for 60 days, you're permitted to do that.
Renting rooms in an occupied home is also allowed. He's worried about destroying the housing market.
The reality is that, you know, there are these companies out there that will rent up every single rental unit in Jersey City that comes available and then put them all out there for Airbnb.
Airbnb contends if tenants can't rent their homes and high-rises are off limits, this is effectively a ban. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
To the Weather Center and meteorologist Bob Larson. Nice to have the sun again. A little breezy, though.
It is still breezy, and the sun is out. Had anticipated rainfall for today, but the storm in question has shifted just far enough eastward to take away the rain, not to take away the wind. We'll hang on to a gusty breeze throughout the afternoon, tonight, tomorrow as well. And we do still see some rain over eastern Suffolk County. It'll begin to back westward to some extent later today, and particularly tonight, but much of this afternoon rain-free. High is 62 to 67. Showers tonight, windy and a low near 50. Right now it's 62 in Mastic, it's 67 in Teterboro, 63 in Midtown, the high is 65.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.